I was not expecting to go first, but I'm going to tell you about the first time I smoked weed, because I can remember it, surprisingly. When I was in my teens, and I was like 16, 17, first time I smoked, I was in a group called Explorers, and basically Explorers is co-ed Boy Scouts, and you do all kinds of stuff. I got scuba certified through that, and I went camping and all kinds of stuff, right? So we were supposed to be on this camping trip, and it was archaeologically themed, and we were at some like archaeological site in Maryland, and I can't remember exactly where, but there was this crazy windstorm, and we had to cancel it because like the wind was so crazy that they couldn't allow us to be out there, right? So we went back to a place where we could all, like, everybody in our little group could all, like, spend the night so we could still be, like, camping, but we were inside. And I'm not going to give any real names or locations just in case it adversely affects anybody or any place involved in this. But two of my friends, so we made a run to Sheetz. And I used to live out, yeah, I used to live out in Western Maryland. You know about Sheetz. Yeah, Sheetz is awesome. So we made a little run to Sheetz. You know, because, like, it's a thing that you do when you're a teenager and you have nothing better to do. And so my friend, who I shall call Steve, he turns around to me in the car and he says, "Hey, Kathy, do you want to smoke some weed?" And I was like, "Sure, I guess. I don't know." So he pulls out a joint because he had it already. And him and our other friend, who I will call Tom, they obviously smoked a lot before this, and they were super excited to see me high. So they were super excited for this all to happen, right? So we're smoking this thing, and I'd smoked cigarettes before, so it was no big deal, right? It's like smoking a cigarette. And at first, I'm like, nothing's happening. I don't care. Like, it's not doing anything. And then about 10 minutes into it, I just started feeling very, like, droopy. Like, I just felt like everything was, like, weighing me down, you know? And, like, so we're in the car still. They go into Sheetz because I'm like, I don't think I can handle that. And they come back out, and they're like, all right, now we're going back to this thing. Now you have to act cool, like nothing happened. Yeah, that's not going to happen. So we get back there to the place where we're all spending the night. And I, of course, am high as shit at this point. And so we decide to watch a movie. So, of course, the movie we watch is Dazed and Confused. I feel like that was very appropriate for the time. And so we're, like, trying to watch this thing. And I just can't get over the fact that people are spanking each other with boards in this movie. And I, like, vocally am like, why are they spanking each other? I don't understand what's happening right now. And they're like, Kathy, you need to shut up. You need to just shut up. And so then I'm like, okay. And then we have this 2-liter bottle of Sprite. It's just sitting there. And I start to notice there's bubbles on the inside. Have they always been there? Have the bubbles in this soda always been there? Because I didn't notice them until just now. And then I find myself, again, 10 minutes later, staring at these bubbles still. And they're like, Kathy. They're like snapping in my face like, Kathy, what are you doing? What are you doing, Kathy? What are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. So then we continue with our evening. And I try to be cool about it. And I just remember getting very hungry. And then I eat a bunch of whatever. I think a steak sub from Sheetz, if I had to guess. And then the rest of the night ended with me just like falling asleep unceremoniously, like in my sleeping bag. And waking up the next morning and being like, I should do that all the time, like every day, probably, because that was all right. So, not that I do. I don't. Most of the time, I don't. But yeah, that was my first time smoking weed. Thank you and good night.